Welcome to Manifestation Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, Noelle, and we are back for season two. I am so excited to be sharing with you even more powerful, effective, inspirational methods and techniques for manifesting exactly what you want quickly and easily. Please share any episode that inspires you. Leave us a review if you like. And of course, reach out with any comments or questions. We love hearing from you. Now on with the show. Hello, hello. Let's talk about letting go of resentment and past anger and frustrations and bitterness and blame in order to allow more love into our life, into our heart. Let's talk about that today. So I know that a lot of people struggle, myself included, or have struggled in the past with letting go of resentment, letting go of blame, letting go of anger, letting go of past frustrations, letting go of that feeling of wrongdoing, like somebody has done you wrong, letting go of that feeling of being betrayed or lied to or let down. All of those feelings. I think most people can relate to these types of feelings. If you're listening and this feels very fresh for you, just keep listening. Hopefully this is going to help. I personally know what it's like to feel stuck in that past loop. It's like a past loop that doesn't stop of blame, anger, all of the emotions I just mentioned. I know what that feels like very, very, very well. And if you've ever felt betrayed or you've been lied to or misled or all those things that happen in the human experience, if you've ever felt like somebody that you really care deeply for really, really let you down, it's very hard to let go of these feelings. It's very hard to really open up your heart again. It's hard to feel like you can trust somebody, anybody really. You know, it's hard to not let that past frustration and bitterness alter your true nature. It's very difficult. So, you know, I can recognize times in my own life where I have shifted from feeling one way about people, feeling one way about life, feeling one way about how to cope and move on from things. And then after having some very painful experiences, feeling another way, feeling very different, feeling really the opposite of how I was previously feeling in life. And you know, they do say, right, it is often said that painful experiences alter the brain chemistry, and they have done many studies. Actually, one of my favorite doctors, Dr. Amen, A-M-E-N, that's his whole thing, is he studies the brain and he studies the changes in the brain, and he bases it off of brain scans and all sorts of different things. And your brain really does change. It changes in structure and function based on many factors, but including traumatic events. Traumatic events will alter the brain and therefore alter the neurons, alter the brain chemistry, alter the way we now respond and the way we react and see things. So how do we move on and get out of that loop? Have you ever been caught in that loop of just going over events that have happened over and over and over again, trying to figure it out, trying to understand it, trying to analyze it, trying to piece things together that you maybe found out about, trying to make sense of things that really don't make sense or never will, but you don't stop trying anyway. Have you ever been there where you want to make sense of something very painful and you trying to understand it? This is very normal, by the way, to do. It's very normal to try to figure things out, why something happened. And when we're dealing with a very traumatic event, a death, a divorce, a betrayal, a loss of any kind, something didn't go the way we thought it would, a catastrophe, an illness, lots of events in our life will cause these traumatic responses in ourselves, and our cells remember these events. So these painful events, they actually store at a cellular level in our body. That's why we have these emotional reactions, these subconscious emotional reactions to things way years beyond a painful event ever happening. But if something triggers that painful memory, we'll have these emotional responses that are really deeply embedded in ourselves. So how can we move on? That's the question. How can we move on from painful events? One of the most powerful ways to move on is to continually refocus the brain, refocus your mind on feelings and thoughts of what you do want. Feelings and thoughts of what you do enjoy. Feelings and thoughts of what makes you happy. Feelings and thoughts of experiences that you light up when you think of doing them, or you remember the experiences and you light up. Feelings and thoughts of being in love, that feeling of being in love and feeling so much love for somebody else and receiving the love that somebody else is giving you. Being in the feelings and thoughts of things that make you light up, things that get you excited, things that bring you peace, things that bring you happiness. So the way we get out of a painful loop, a painful memory loop, a painful traumatic event loop, a painful anger loop, a painful frustration loop, a painful blame loop. The way we get out of these loops when we're feeling stuck, when our whole mood shifts downward because we start thinking about that event or that time or that situation, and it's been very, very hard to let go and forgive somebody, the way we start to let go in order to let in what we want, the way we begin to let go and move forward instead of staying in that loop is we refocus the mind. We refocus the mind on what makes us feel good. We get our mind aligned with the energetic frequency of what makes us feel good. Everybody has different ideas or different interpretations of what makes them feel good. Everybody. There's a lot of commonalities between people. Most people will agree that lying on a beach feels good, or taking a warm bath feels good, or being hugged and kissed by somebody you love feels good, or buying a gift for somebody feels good, or being on a sailboat feels good, or buying a new car or something new that you want, that you've been looking forward to, that feels good. Doing something exciting and new feels good. Going on a trip that you've been looking forward to feels good. Discovering a new place feels good. Being active and those endorphins after you exercise feels good. Eating a meal with friends and laughing feels good. Listening to that great music that you love feels good. To telling somebody about this new song you just discovered feels good. Laughing at a joke with your friends, an inside joke, feels good. Watching a comedian feels good. Watching a really great movie that you really enjoy, that feels good. Achieving something new, accomplishing something new that you worked hard at, that feels good. Learning a new skill feels good. Learning new information feels good. Adventures feels good. Connecting with loved ones feels good. Showing love feels good. Reaching out, checking on somebody you care about feels good. Singing to your favorite music feels good. Dancing feels good. Having fun with friends feels good. Connecting on the same wavelength with people where you're all understanding each other feels really good. Sharing in a mutual experience of joy and happiness with other people feels good. Going to a live concert and listening to live music and feeling the energy of a crowd, that feels good. Kissing and hugging a little baby feels good. Petting an animal feels good. Meditating and relaxing feels good. Taking deep, calming breaths feels good. Lots and lots and lots and lots of things feels good. Feel good. So the thing to do when you're in a loop, when you're stuck in that loop, and you're thinking back into the past, which no longer exists until you make sure that it exists, right? It doesn't exist until you keep giving it life by thinking about it or talking about it or feeling the feelings of that traumatic experience. You're giving it life. It can't go away. So to get out of that loop where you feel stuck, you can't move on, you can't let go, you can't even let in what you really want because you're blocking it with these feelings attached to the painful experiences in the past. When you find yourself in that loop, refocus, start thinking and feeling, thinking about and feeling the feelings of what feels good to you. What brings you joy? What brings you happiness? What gets you excited? Anchor into those feelings and thoughts. And that is how you escape the loop. And you have to catch yourself when it's happening. You have to catch yourself. Maybe you want to go back to the past in that moment. Maybe you want to think about those things. Maybe you need to figure something out for yourself a little bit more. But catch yourself. And instead of taking an hour in that state of mind, maybe you can take 20 minutes this time, and you'll catch yourself and you refocus into what feels good, into thinking and feeling about what feels good. Refocus. So the goal is when you're in that loop, attached to the past, attached to a traumatic event, the goal is to catch yourself as quickly as possible and pull yourself out of it by anchoring in to thoughts and feelings that do feel good. Anchoring into thoughts and feelings that bring you joy, happiness, peace, excitement, love. And that is how you let go to let in. That is how you let go of these past events, and eventually you'll find your brain will automatically keep going to the positive thoughts and feelings on its own. You won't have to, with any effort, catch yourself. Your brain will start to do this on its own. Your mind will start to go to where it wants to go naturally, because naturally the mind is designed to feel good. Naturally, the mind is designed to feel love, prosperity, happiness, peace, abundance. The mind is designed to feel good. So you can bring yourself back there when you choose to do it, whenever you choose to do it. This is a really powerful technique. And I call it thought shifting. It's thought shifting. You're catching your thoughts and you're reframing them. You're anchoring them into more of what you want and less of what you don't want. Let me know if you try this. Let me know if it works. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review anywhere you're listening. Send a DM to me. And if you're interested in a few business opportunities that we are offering, let me know. Reach out. I appreciate you and I love you. Have a great day.